Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Love. We go round in circles, searching.
Fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes. Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Stay the course. It's not always something that is easy to do. It's something that is necessary to do. You don't win by turning or retreating. You win by staying the course. Always. You may have times that you look back and kind of doubt some of the decisions that you've made as an entrepreneur. But be clear about one thing, and that is your road ahead. If you fall down, you get up. If you make a wrong decision or wrong choice, brush it off and push forward. I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been an entrepreneur for many, many years. And I am still celebrating. It's been the best decision I've ever made. So, stay the course. Maggie Anderson, she's up next with Supporting Black Businesses.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, We had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge. And tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. And today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us. And I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called Ahava Felicidad Hair and Body, what I call a growing holistic care organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey at Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. So it's a cozy studio space located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well, mix and make natural products, have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes. So technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
The classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call thin buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There's also there are also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Well, the classes on the classes on cylinders, that's really exciting because it is a technique that I find more so it's not talked about as often to cross over into working with kinky, curly, and wavy hair. It's a technique that you see most times just on done on straight hair or hair that is has been relaxed. So this class that we offer goes over how to work in natural hair and who you can provide cylinders for if their hair is not strong enough for braiding in a traditional weave with the weft and the person wants to get their scalp. They also want to have a look that lasts a little bit longer than maybe a traditional weave or a crochet would. And we talk about in the class and train on how to care for the hair, what types of cylinders or hair would be installed for the client, and go over how to care for the hair as well as educate the clients on how to care for the hair.
Now, you have got to tell us, Ahava, how did you get started in this business and you know, what inspired you so much to be so passionate about this?
I've been doing hair since I was a child. So I would say this goes back really far. We'll say middle school for the extension, but I actually started braiding my own hair around the age of 5.
Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, I've been doing hair for a long time. Then I started helping other people with their hair in middle school. And I would say I do have a cousin who put extensions in my hair, and I felt what she did. And then I just began doing this. Now, the passion came from a mentor that I have. And the mentor, my mentor, Dr. Brown, told me, well, you know, you love to do hair. This is what you do. You do this really well. You know, he watched me with a few clients and said, well, this is where you need to go. This is where you need to be. I see that you're very happy when you do this because I am very happy when I'm working in hair. So around 2009, I started really doing more consultations. But I would say even all through undergrad, I did hair. And I assisted and gave recommendations on hair care even before I transitioned to natural. So hair is just inherently, it's just an innate thing in me. For anyone who's what I call a part of any type of collective, there'd be a collective group of artists. And I had a conversation with a client about this actually today when she said to me, well, when did you learn how to do three strands? Or when did you learn and how did you learn that? Did you see someone else do it? And I said, well, no, actually, one day I was working in hair and it just came to me to try three strands going in one direction. And then after that, I looked it up and saw that there were a few people doing this online. I went through all the ways that this technique can help with natural hair. And then I just continue to learn from there and let things come to me. And then I'll find out, oh, there's a few other people who may do this, but they're doing this on their own hair, not in practice to take care of others. So I actually will do this on my own hair and in practice to take care of others and help them to help to take care of themselves.
Wow. So you have to say that this is really serving as an inspiration for others.
Yes, and I have been told that, but I've been an inspiration. I've been an inspiration for many women going natural, an inspiration for naturals to do more with their natural hair, because I have been told, well, this is amazing. You actually help us. You'll teach us, and you'll do our hair. Like, we never find anyone who does that because, everyone may not have that teacher in them. And actually still have, the teacher in me where I want to share, and I want the legacy to carry on and to grow. And without sharing it, that won't happen.
I agree. Now, you did touch on this a little while ago, but I want to find a little bit more details about this because I honestly had never heard of the cornrow certification. Would you be kind enough to share with our listeners a little bit more detail about that? I think that would be great.
Yes. Okay. So I've just recently created a cornrow certification, a cornrow certification class, or actually program. So I have three levels of teaching how to cornrow. Now, of course, someone would already have an affinity for and some skills with braiding or creating cornrows. So most people who are coming to a certificate class of this nature or program already know how to braid, and then they're just looking to go to the next level. So I have a basic class, which would be called Natural Hair Newbie. In all of the programs, there's a natural, like an intro, which we call a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced. So with this cornrow cert program, there's actually an intro where you're practicing cornrows and you're required to actually do cornrows going straight back in several different number of cornrows. Then in level two, we go over everything we went over in level one as far as care and styling and, you know, how to co-wash the hair, things about caring for natural hair and transitioners. The next level of cornrows requires more intricacy. So we would do shapes and zigzags and crisscrossing and mandalas and things of that nature. The level above that's an advanced level that would be more for like couture and runway, where I love to work with copper and ribbon and hemp cord and satin cord, and so do others. And then they would learn how to install feathers, how to install ribbons, how to loop through on a crochet technique, satin cord to create accents in the hair. We also do threading with yarn or with thread, even silk thread, silk hair tinsel, you know, like fun hands-on accessories that will go in the hair for the very artistic styles. So you get everything with the three-part cornrows class. So cornrows are something that aren't traditionally taught extensively in a beauty program. That's something that's inherent, cultural, it's spiritual, it's educational, it's emotional. The more you practice, the better you're going to get. So the CERT program allows the practice and the longevity, and also then me being right there to say, okay, this is, you're doing really well, and then anyone else who's on our team that's a cornrows expert would be able to help and promote and support these designs, and then you're tested on, you know, the skills and then also the hair care knowledge.
Well, we have got to tell everyone how to find you.
Oh, definitely. It's so easy to find me. The number into the studio, there's a studio mobile. It's 973-619-2855. There's also a second line, which is a dedicated line for Team Natriotic. So that's team members who are patriots for, loyal to the natural hair movement and everything natural and chemical-free. And also for other services that we provide, including body wrapping. That number is 201-921-9894. You can also find myself and then any posts that I make or pages for Hava Felicidad Hair and Body at havafelicidad.wordpress.com. And that blog actually functions as a website. We have a Facebook page. The Facebook page has some great albums of some foundation clients. So clients who've been with me since the beginning of the journey, you'll find pictures of them in different albums, and it'll show befores and afters. You can also find me on YouTube at Ahava Felicidad, the holistic hair healer. There are some fun YouTube videos on there. It's not
just hair.
Yes,
I watched
hair.
One or two, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a nice, well-rounded view of me and then other interactions with me and clients. And, of course, more videos to come and some things that may be like tutorials, but more of hair healing experience and getting to know me as a person.
Well, I have to say, from all that I'm learning, and you've done quite a bit. You've got quite a few things going on out there. But I love your commitment to those who are transitioning. And,
yes.
You know, please speak to that, because you're really able to, I think that, you know, especially for a lot of the women, that they'll be able to really relate, and they can relate, and I think that you really have walked so much and created such a path, and I just wanted you to speak to this art of transitioning and and so forth?
The transitioning. There are going to be women that are just not ready for the big chop. I call it it's called the big chop. I call it the leap of faith. When I actually cut my hair, I called it going turkey, and this was in the late 90s. Yeah, that's what we call it, the going cold turkey. Like when you quit something, you go cold turkey.
Right.
And then natural movement began to blossom, and this big chop concept came in. So I feel like I was one of those naturals at the very beginning of this next influx of transitioning and going natural. Transitioners need assistance with everything. So what happens is, because the scalp is now detoxing from chemicals, a lot of women transitioning experience an extreme amount of itching and flaking. And that's coming from detoxing, and the body detoxing from now stopping the chemical relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
You need help with that, and you want to talk to someone, and they'll, of course, come to talk to me about what's happening, and I'll help them to get hydrated on structured water, also sugar scrubbing the scalp. Transitioners need to know their options on transitioning. So I will have the consult and say, okay, well, this is your hair texture and density, if I can see it. If they have about 3 inches, that's when we can really see more of the texture. One inch to 2 inches may not be enough. Most transitioners, it's really going to depend on their lifestyle. So if they like a particular hairstyle, we have to go over, well, what types of styles do you like? What types of styles do you need for work? And we have this conversation about texture, density, length, and if they can rod set to transition, if they can blow out and ceramic press to transition, if they can 2-strand flat twist or 3-strand flat twist to transition. They may be able to braid or crochet, which is my favorite technique, and I would say I'm a crochet queen. I love doing crochet because crochet is another way for transitioners to make a smooth transition when they want longer hair, or they just want this particular look that, you know, they may not be able to get with their natural hair right away, but then cornrows are placed as a foundation and different hairs or fibers are looped under the cornrow and tied to create like a full head weave. This can also be done with partials. So we have the conversation about the journey. We go over the entire, you know, if you grow half an inch of hair in a month, in 2 months you're going to have an inch. In 6 months, you know, the average person grows, in 6 months the average person's going to have about 3 inches of hair, in a year, 6. So quantifying that and also giving quality to that experience helps naturals to connect with expectations, like managing an expectation of, well, how fast my hair is going to grow, and then what styling options I want to try. And then they get to just start having fun with that. And then we'll gradually trim ends. As the hair grows out, they can just trim. So some naturals, it may be 5 months. Others can transition 18 months or longer. It's so much based on their hair texture and density. Not as much the length, but texture and density are going to play a part in how long they can take the transition.
Well, they've got the perfect partner. If you've just joined
us,
you're listening to the radio show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got with us Ahava Felici Dodd. Now, I love this, and your shop, again, is called, it's Studio Pure by Ahava Felici Dodd.
Yes, Studio Pure by Ahava Felici Dodd. And the buy comes from the experience. So there are different hair healing experiences that also take place at the studio. So that's the buy, because there are experiences that are being created here. Even some of the rod sets have names. There are classic deep treatments, and there are Renaissance deep treatments. Renaissance comes from my favorite time period in history, the Harlem Renaissance. Of course, then there's also the Renaissance period for classical music, and that's where the classical or classics came in. It's from my love of classical music. So I said, well, you know, what are my standards? My standards are classics. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have classic essentials. We have classic carrier oils. We have classic deeps. A classic deep will be a sugar scrub with an oil and a natural conditioner. A Renaissance deep will have 3 or more essential oils, and it's an aromatherapy experience, because I also do aromatherapy and essential oil therapies. And that's all a part of the Studio Pure experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, you
it's
are
fabulous.
It sounds that way. Now, I think we mentioned the name, but we didn't tell everybody again where it is. And I want to make sure they have your address and the phone number, or however they need to come mm-hmm. out, because you make it sound so great.
Okay. Yes, it's great. Now, everything at the studio is an exclusive session, so everything that's here is by appointment or by what's called by reservation. So clients will call in to reserve. There's also the option to get a gift certificate, and then you get a gift certificate, and then you call in to reserve. So the studio mm-hmm. is located at 260 Bellevue Avenue in Upper Montclair. It's on the second floor inside the movie theater building. So I'm in a building with a historic building, actually, with the Bellevue Movie Theater.
Oh,
so
yes.
We're inside there. So you won't see it just from the street. You would have to call in, and then on the blog it tells you how to get in, where to park and everything when you're coming in for services. When there are open house events, those go out to the client list, and then they're also posted on the blog, places like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It could also be announced in a YouTube video if there's going to be an open house. So I would like to one day soon to be able to offer like open, you know, some open store hours to just come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a space for natural artists. So there are walls, plenty of walls here for anyone who's in the natural community and also does art in order to expand us out culturally. Events like that can be hosted at the studio.
Wow. Sounds so creative, of course, obviously.
Yes.
Well, listen, I tell you, you are just doing some dynamic things. Now, what's next for you? You've accomplished so much. What's next?
What's next for me? Okay, that's a great one. What's next for me would be to create another certificate program. Maybe do some television. That would be fun. Well, I love the certificate programs because I get to teach others how to improve their skills, advance their skills, and help more people. So that part is very important to me, is continuing on the creating the programs and then, of course, filling those programs so that more natural stylists have the concept. And it's the Ahava Felicidad concept. So they're also being taught what I do. Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to learn more about essential oils, they can learn that. They can come in at different levels and decide, you know, well, how far you want to go with what you're going to offer. And then it could also be someone who wants to join the team. And what's next will be another series in May, if not May, maybe June, of eHow videos. I also am an eHow presenter, so I'm a hair expert there. And I've just run a series of 10 titles on styling wavy curly hair. The next series will be on kinky hair, some with lock
twisting. And how do they see those videos?
Those videos will be released in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be released on they'll be released on eHow soon.
Okay. Sounds great to me. Well, listen, I have to tell you, you're just doing so many wonderful things, and we want to take a moment to really say thank you. You are a trailblazer.
Thank you.
You really are. And you're doing some good things. So, listen, from the Hair Radio Show, did you have anybody that you want to shout out to or mention?
I want to thank God. I want to thank God first, my family, and, of course, the makers of Dr. Brown's Healing Water, which has helped me further myself and continue to help me further myself on the journey and helping others with their hair and scalp care, their energy, you know, keeping me in good health as a, you know, well-rounded businesswoman, mother, entrepreneur, speaker, motivator. I would like to thank them. And thank you, of course, for the opportunity to interview.
Well, listen, it's really been my pleasure. And you keep doing what you're doing. Okay?
Thank you.
We're not going to have it any other way.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth.
endangered species. But I sing no victim song. I am a woman. I am an artist. And I know.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch. A new and better way to connect with your clients.
Michael Hopkins, I have got to ask you about something very important with regards to veterans and veteran affairs. And the one thing that has always kind of gone through my mind, I know in recent episodes we talked about accreditation, if you will, with regards to veterans or folks who are perhaps not accredited when assisting other veterans with claims. And I really wanted to get into that this morning. So can you share with us a little bit? And Michael, I believe you, let's just jump right in. You have some news that we're going to talk about at length a little later in today's broadcast. But today, you are officially, Michael Hopkins, an accredited. Yes, an accredited claims representative. And we're going to say this correctly because we're just so excited for you. So first of all, you're accredited now in terms of being able to assist veterans with claims. So by the Office of Veteran Affairs. So Michael, what does this mean to you? And can you tell us the significance of it? And we're going to talk a little bit more with you a little later this morning about it. But right now, what can you tell us about it, Michael, being accredited and all?
Wow, Carrie. That is a top achievement in the claims process when you're dealing with claims people that are accredited by the Office of Veteran Affairs. It doesn't get any better than that.
Wow.
The Office of Veteran Affairs has put great trust and confidence in you as a person to assist veterans with claims. They trust you.
They trust you. Wow. And so do we, Michael Hopkins. Let's take this one step at a time, though. Now, so they trust that you'll be able to assist the veterans. Now, this is not something that is easy. This is not something that you were able to just blink your eyes and do. This is very, very important high-level information. And so you're official now.
Oh, yeah.
You're official.
And Carrie, it just feels so good. It really does. I can officially help my veteran brothers and sisters in the pursuit of their benefits. And I have access now to a lot of information, this important information when it comes to veterans and filing for claims. And as you said, you know, we're later on, we're going to talk about all this stuff in great length, but it's just an accomplishment, you know, because everybody does not get this certification. They just don't. And as I always advise veterans, you want to deal with somebody that's accredited. that the government has done the background checks, they've checked them out, and the government says, yes, this person is a person of integrity. They want to help the veterans, and they want to do it right.
And
that's why.
Yes, go ahead, Michael.
Yeah,
on that
and you know, Carrie, that's why I am just so just blown away that they're giving me that opportunity.
Yes, and me too. I'm so happy for you. And more importantly, Michael Hopkins, think of all the fans. You have helped so many folks right here through the Vet Talk Radio Show, through the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I just want to remind everybody, if this is your first time ever tuning in and listening to us on the Hair Radio Morning Show, Michael Hopkins hosts his own community version of what he's doing right here through the Hair Radio platform. And we are so excited. It airs on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Now, that is your normal time. But today, Michael Hopkins, you'll be on from 8 o'clock this Tuesday morning until 9 o'clock today. So I'm so excited to have you, you know, to be on with us for an entire hour.
Oh, yes.
About this. So, yeah. So you guys out there, here's the breakdown for today. Michael's going to be on, and we have a lot to talk about. The little celebration party for Michael, again, starting at 8 o'clock this morning right here. You don't have to change the number dial in. Again, none of that. Just keep it right here, and it will be playing on your ears. So that's really nice. That's at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. And then coming up right after that, Michael Hopkins, you continue in the midst of your eight-parter. So can you tell us a little bit about where you are with all that, that folks will be able to tune in a little bit later and hear?
Oh, yes, definitely, Carrie. We are where we're at now with this.
Yes.
We are about to go really, really deep into a lot of the things that we've been talking about. We're about to go real deep into this. And as you know, a lot of times there's so much as far as what veterans should know. These are top things that they should know when it comes to preparing themselves to file claims. These are top,
right.
Top terms.
And today, Michael, you are on what part? You're part number 4. In today's broadcast, so coming up a little late, we don't want you going anywhere. So from 8 o'clock, it's a whole celebration with Michael, and then part 4, you will be continuing your countdown on top terms. So that's about 8:30 or so this morning. So do not go anywhere. It's going to be an amazing day. Michael, congratulations from all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show, from all your fans from all over the world, literally, and to all of the veterans, we salute you today, Michael Hopkins. Stay tuned, Michael. We've got a lot more. You'll be with us throughout today's show as normal. And from Nicole Marie and all of us right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we salute you. Thank you.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have to welcome back, I don't know how else to say it, she is a legendary radio show host in her own right, and familiar to all of you as a regular right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to welcome the one and only Mary Lee Johnson from Hair Head Heart.
Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be in again.
Oh, absolutely. Now, listen, Mary. Now, everybody knows you from Hair Head Heart, and we're going to talk about that a little bit right here on this broadcast this morning. But first, you join us from time to time. And I love when you come to the show because you're bringing us something that generally we didn't know. And this usually has a lot to do with 10 things that we didn't know about some topic or another. And
yes.
I am just blown away. So with everything you uncover, little tidbits. And
yes,
so
I learned through sharing, yes.
Aw. Well, I can't wait to hear what you've worked up for us today on the broadcast. So, Mary Ree Johnson, what are 10 things? What's the topic for the 10 things today that you'll be talking about?
Today, we're going to talk about the 10 things that celebrate Black History Month, or 10 things you didn't know about Black History Month.
I love it. 10 things, everybody, that you didn't know about Black History Month, as only Mary Ree Johnson can bring it. Okay, I'm ready to jump in with number 10, Mary, number 10.
All right, now you know there's always method to my madness.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to start with something that we probably think is really obvious, but people just don't know. And we'll talk about the stereotypes surrounding it.
Uh-oh.
So number 10. Is when is Black History Month?
Good one.
A lot of people think that you just literally get that month, but 2023, February 1st of 2023 until March 1st of 2023 is the actual month. And we'll talk about why it is February. People like to think we just got shortchanged and it's the shortest month, and that's why they did it. But there's history to this.
Explain up one more time about the when is Black History Month?
February 1st. Until March 1st. So, you know, February is a shorter month on leap years. It only goes till the 28th.
Right.
And so we kind of bypass that little glitch, and it is until March 1st.
First. Oh, so we actually also get to, Black History Month technically is one day longer than we all thought it was, is what it sounds like. It's March 1st is the ending date.
Yes.
Now, hold it. That's big news, Mary, to me.
I tried to share.
So that's, guys, we're getting one more day.
Yay.
We get one more day. To honor everything that's our culture and community for folks of color. Beautiful. Mary, let me tell you something. You opened up with a bang on this one. I don't know what else you could do now.
We're going to tie it all together in a lovely little bow, I hope. Can I go to number 9?
You go on. I'm still reeling from number 10, but yeah, you go ahead to number 9. Wow.
There are themes associated, which people probably thought about but didn't know for sure, but there is an actual theme. And this, different years, different themes, but this year's theme, yes.
So hold it. Who decides this theme, though? Is this, who gets to decide the theme for each
year? I'm going to get into that. In some of the later numbers.
Okay, let me just let Mary Ree Johnson take it.
But it's an excellent question because you don't want people just throwing around narratives for you all willy-nilly. So the theme for this year, 2023, is Black Resistance. And it really ties into the original thoughts behind the history.
Right.
And so anyway, we're resisting and we're anti-oppression and anti-injustice. So the things that you do or commit to should tie with that if you want to be in theme
awesome.
For 2023.
Awesome. Wow.
Now, we probably know...
Black Resistance, everybody. Black Resistance.
Black Resistance. Yes. So anti-oppression, anti-injustice, which is definitely a state that we've been living in for some years. So it's really important.
Awesome.
If you've never paid attention before, this would be a great year to pay attention and be involved.
Well said, Mary Lee Johnson, hair, head, heart. Okay. I'm
now, this one I just had to throw in there because it's something that people should think about. What are the colors of the Black Nationalism or Black History Month?
Hold it. I didn't even know we had colors for Black History Month.
It's a big federal holiday. It certainly does have colors.
Wow. Well, tell us, now here, guys, and you probably look at, you know, if they could reach through the radio right now to Carrie and say, hold it. Carrie, it's red, green, and black. It's got to be Mary. If it's not those colors, then it may not be, guys.
It's part of it. Red, green, black, like the African flag, and
red,
yellow.
Red, green, black.
Yes, and yellow. And generically, they symbolize unity and pride.
You know what? I didn't know this, Mary.
Called me. That's why I got to share.
Wow. This is amazing, guys. Red, green, black, and yellow. That's the rub that we imagine the red, green, and black, but I don't think I was even aware of the yellow. So this is, Mary, I've got to just say, let me just remind everybody, if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. Now, I'm with Mary Reed Johnson. You guys know her better from Hair, Head, Heart. And, Mary, you come to this show, to our broadcast, with your amazing, it's always 10 facts about something that we thought we knew, that we kind of really think we know everything that there is to know about a subject, yet you find the most esoteric.
I hope engaging.
We just didn't know that you've blown my mind already this morning. And getting the treatment today is the topic of Black History. Now, again, if you guys out there are listening and of course, this is now Black History, we get to celebrate, but we celebrate all the time. So this is an ongoing thing for us. We celebrate every day is Black History. So you could be listening to this anytime right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So Mary, what number are we on now?
We're on number seven.
And
it's going quickly, isn't it?
Yes.
So first was the date. Secondly was the goal or the theme of this year.
Yeah.
8 was the theme color, and now we're at number 7.
Awesome. All right. I'm ready for number 7. I never know what Mary's going to give us.
This one's for the grown folks.
Okay.
So some grown folks remember that it used to be just Black History Week.
Right.
Right?
Oh,
and
wow.
So we'll
it
talk
started a week? Is that
a
what
week?
Really?
Yep.
We didn't even have a whole month?
No, but it makes sense. Later we're going to talk about it. But the hero and founder is a historian who went to school in Kentucky and some other places and Harvard. So he was right behind W.E.B.
Du Bois,
as education. Right?
Wow. Yeah.
So his name is Carter G. Woodson. Put that in your memory file because we're going to talk a lot about him. But generically, he wrote books for educators, right? He was a historian. He wrote books for educators. And why he wrote these books, again, we'll talk about a little bit, but it was to address some unfairness and injustice through education that people were experiencing, and he wanted to make that better. And why that matters, we'll go to number 6 just to tie it in, that the average reading level in the U.S. right now is on decline. Do you know that the average person reads at a fifth grade level?
Is that right?
Yes. That's awful. It's I mean, bottom line, not good.
No.
And so this is a really...
a lot of things out there happening right now in society.
Yes. So he... Again, it's kind of all tied together. History is important. That's why you have to revisit and why you have to look at all the parts. So as part of number five, Carter Woodson, the man, he was responding to that anti-literacy laws and some slave codes that were enacted in 1740. Right? And those came about. Because this is still number five, because in 1739, they had a slave rebellion, right, in South Carolina. And so they wanted to put those people in check. It's like they can't read, they can't know, they can't, you know, whatever.
Right, right.
So he wrote some books that helped the educators and helped them teach like people who either didn't know, didn't want to know, were scared to know, you know, whatever.
Right.
And he helped them be as safe as possible in teaching. And that's part of yes. Yes, you got it. This he was a bad man.
Apparently.
In a good way.
Yeah,
right?
Good.
In a very
Brown
good way.
Yeah.
Yes. So then I'm going to go to number four because there's just a wealth of information about him and other things related to our growth and development. And people are always talking about black people changing, other people giving the narrative to black people.
Right.
There's a group that's called the Zen Education Project. Just like it's ZinnedProject.org. So the Zen Education Project, they have all kinds of information and videos and interviews, kind of a little bit like what you do with Hair, Harry.
Oh, with Hair Radio. Yes. Thank you,
yes.
Mary.
Talking yes. about some of our, how we overcome. Not, you know, we're not working on it. We've been doing
exactly.
it.
We've
and
been
so
doing
it's,
the work.
It's,
yeah.
yeah, so it points out some of that work.
Wow.
Right? And so that's my number four. Connect with the Zen Education Project and just learn about all kinds of levels of stuff. And, we'll all be better for it. Because
yeah.
you should own your labor. Let's go to number three. You should own your labor and your leisure.
Wow.
So part of what you're doing when we have these top tens and, you know, they're fun and all that and informational,
right.
I hope
right.
to inspire people to just dig a little deeper and
yes.
find out more about who they are and what they can do and what, you know, people say, I never had a mentor, I never had a this, I never, well, you know what, dig a little deeper. They were there.
So, exactly. And Mary, that's what we say right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we encourage everybody, that's what we say, very simple words, listen to our legacy. That's what being part of the Hair Radio is. Just listen to our legacy. When you think of LOL, it takes on a whole new meaning the way we spin it here. Listen to our legacy every day.
Exactly.
So good stuff. Mary Reed Johnson. Again, Mary Reed Johnson and in case you guys are just tuning in, now Mary Reed Johnson is covering the 10 things that we're going to say you didn't know about the famed Black History Month that we celebrate every February. And she has been uncovering some real nuggets here this morning on the show. And this in wonderful, incredible update is what we're going to keep alive right here throughout the entire year at Hair Radio. So, Mary, I'm excited to hear what's next on the list.
Well, number two on the list, I'm just obsessed with this man, I think, but Carter, the one who started Black History.
Yes.
yes. He started the Black History Week with his brothers, the notable brothers of Omega Psi Phi fraternity.
Amazing.
So he was a frat brother. of a really popular frat. So we've got Steve Harvey, Tom Joyner, all kinds of athletes.
Wow.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal, Michael Jordan,
wow.
whole bunches of athletes, business people, Earl Graves, and Nathaniel Bronner. Right.
Wow.
So he was
yes.
the co. Yeah, he was
co-founder. Yeah,
yep.
co-founder of Bronner Brothers, of course.
Yeah.
Our friend
so it all
to
ties
the show.
In.
Yeah.
Yep. And then, of course, all of the notable—I shouldn't say of course, but a lot of the notable civil rights people, Jesse Jackson. Now, they don't have to be your favorite or not, but the fact is, these people were doing something. They were connected, and they used the theme well about. Trying to be anti-oppression and injustice. So Vernon Jordan, there's just chunks of them. If you Benjamin Hooks, right?
Wow.
So just go and explore Omega Sci-Phi. If you're a young person thinking about a fraternity, maybe that's for you. And maybe because you know their street name is Q Dog, so you might not want to be a Q Dog. But understand they did do a lot for the community.
Wow, that is incredible. As always, Mary B. E. Johnson, you dig up. I don't know how you figure out all these things, but you do. And you arrange it for us in just a very, very clear way to understand. And I just love that you figured out about Dr. Nathaniel H. Bronner as well. I'm just real excited about that. One of the founding members of this whole thing out there for Bronner Brothers. Okay, hold it. So now
everything relates to hair, does it not?
It all comes back to hair, beauty, and community right
Absolutely.
Here on the show. So listen, I want to take a moment before you get to number one and, you know, and kind of before you do your countdown review, let's talk a little bit about hair. About HHH, what I call the wonderful Mary V. Johnson and her incredible program that you do all the time for Head, Head, Heart. So tell us again. Yeah, tell us what it's all about and
sure.
why it's important.
The Triple H from top
yes.
down is hair, head, and heart. And they often overlap. But really what I focus on is safety and that type of thing for beauty service providers. I do classes online. I, you know, do live workshops. I teach. And actually, Harry, by the time I talk to you next, I think I will be a member of their local union here.
Yay!
So, yes.
That's awesome.
So,
wow. Are you excited?
I am. It's like, put a sister there. And I know you're busy doing traveling and workshops and whatever,
yes.
so we'll yeah. cross paths in person yes. sometimes, too, in the future, I think.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm counting on it, Ms. Mary V. Johnson of Hair, Head, Heart fame. And you're always working on so much, and we're always excited. And I just want to give a big shout-out. You have the biggest fans right here connected with our broadcast. Michael Hopkins is always.
I was going to say,
praises.
I love you, Mike. Thanks.
Oh, he appreciate. I'm going to let him because he just appreciates you big time, just like Nicole Marie and the entire team here. You're a big part of our family, and you are. I was telling everybody, you're one of our big announcers. That's how you know Mary came on, and she was one of our announcers here at the show, and that's never changed. You've been just a big member here of the family, so. Okay, without further ado, Mary V. Johnson, of course, I don't know if you still have your countdown review and then on to number one, please.
All right, we'll do it that way. So of the things that people should know about Black History Month, number one, this year, number 10, it goes from February 1st all the way through March 1st, 2023.
March 1st. Got an extra day, guys.
Number nine, the goal or theme of this year's Black History Month is Black resistance,
yeah.
anti-oppression, and anti-injustice.
Big time appropriate these days. Okay, keep it moving. Go right ahead, man.
Number eight, the colors are actually red, black, green, and yellow, and they symbolize unity and pride.
Who would have thought that? Wow, yellow. Okay.
Number seven, my hero, the historian and amazing man, Carter G. Woodson. And he wrote books for educators to help them leverage and teach and help us just be not oppressed.
Now we love him. We, for those who didn't know his name, Carter G. Woodson, we love him. Thank you, Mary. You got to Google him, folks.
Yes. And all of this to remember that the average reading level in the U.S. is declining. So if you get to his books, you learn about injustice, you learn about his response to the injustice. Number five is about our average reading level and improving it.
Yeah,
or that
wow.
was number six, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Number five, yeah, ties into the literacy and where these laws that he was reacting to to help improve our plight come from. So education is very important. Yeah. Number four, along those lines, and in commemoration not only of him, but all of our great leaders who have supported or been part of educating our people, tune in or find the Zen Education Project. It's zenproject.org, and it's online, and it's just a wellspring of information for you.
Awesome.
Along with
you do a big drum roll, Mary. Would you? Oh, there you go. I'm loving this. Okay, 10 things that you did not know about Black History Month celebration. And Mary Reed Johnson of Hair, Head, Heart counted down all the way from number 10 to number 2 on the countdown. So now we're at number 1. So Mary Reed Johnson, take it away.
All right. So, again, Woodson, I just want to keep saying
Carter
his name
G.
because he was so important.
He was.
Our Omega Sci-Fi, he chose February. So it wasn't given to us. He actually chose it, him and his Omega brothers, chose mid-February because Lincoln and abolitionist Frederick Douglass were both born in the same week in February.
Oh.
And then America was celebrating different things, their deaths, you know, in commemoration of those two people's deaths in February, right?
Wow.
So they basically just kept it going and followed up and stretched it to a month. And by 1976, Gerald Ford was the first president to recognize Black History Month.
Wow. And probably the last one. Until
no, we are still
no,
we are we still have you are
no,
so silly.
Of course,
but
no,
but the
that is amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
So I mean, keep it going. And if I had more, I would tell you. But oh, I got to tell you this: Black History Month is not only celebrated in the United States.
Really?
What?
And so this is like a bonus number on the countdown today. So hold it, as Casey Kasem would say, it's an honorable mention. So tell us, what exactly do you mean?
There are other places in the world that celebrate Black History Month. Europe has theirs in October, and so Europe includes Ireland and the Netherlands and that type of stuff. Canada celebrates in February like we do. Germany started in 1990, right? So there's just other countries that celebrate us, and because we're everywhere, so it makes sense to me.
Absolutely. Listen, Mary Reed Johnson, I just have to say thank you. And you do such incredible work, and I would have never in a million years would have figured that the 10 things that you brought, that you've helped to develop right here on the broadcast with us, would ever get to this where it's now taken on its own life out there, and you're helping to continue to educate and inform so many others. So,
well, when people ask, I try to fill the void.
You do just even better than that. So it's no surprise to us why, you know, you've been able to highlight and connect with the incredible work that Carter G. Woodson started so many years ago. So again, at the Hair Radio Morning Show, Mary Reed Johnson of Hair Head Heart, thank you. Outstanding. this has to be one of my favorites. And you've brought us a few, but this is one of my favorites. Thank you, Mary Reed Johnson.
Today. Awesome. Enjoy your day.
Okay, you too. All right, folks, stay with us. We've got a lot more to get into this morning.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story. And we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
It's time to rise and shine with The Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It's Tuesday morning, February 7th of 2023. It is so exciting to have you guys with us mid-show. It's about 7:12 in the morning, Eastern time, 6:12 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. It is our show number 819 today, 819. Wow. Okay, as we march to 1,000 shows, as you guys know, we're live. This morning, and helping me as always to get through the mornings here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's a big task for 3 hours each day. Let me bring to the line my amazing co-star. You guys know her. She comes to us out actually in a different time zone. She's down in Mississippi. Wonderful area called Water Valley, Mississippi. And her name is Nicole Marie. So good morning.
Good morning, and happy mid-show.
Yes. How are you, Queen of the Morning?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
We're doing great. We are doing great. As you
awesome.
Know, it's a very, very special broadcast today, as you guys
yes,
heard.
I'm so excited.
Me too. We're going to be celebrating Michael Hopkins and Michael becoming accredited through the Veterans Administration. So we are so the VA
yes.
folks. So we're so excited to talk to
so
him.
Excited.
Yeah, he'll be with us about a half hour from now. And so lots to get into. It's Tuesday. First of all, Nicole Marie, we've got to talk about the Grammys. Now, first, we opened up today's
yes.
show with Beyonce. It's like a club song. What was it? Break
you
My
can't
Soul
break my
this
soul.
Morning. So,
yes.
Yeah, early this morning. We got to put on Beyonce. Well, I don't know if this happens for you, but for me, you know, when I hear Beyonce's music on the Hair Radio Morning Show, I think immediately back to chatting with her dad, who was a guest on our show
yes.
a little while back.
Yes.
And I love Matthew Knowles so much because I remember when he came to the show and he was, you know, everybody knows he founded and started out
right.
with Destiny's
right.
Child and went on to become a millionaire music producer. But what amazed me when he came to the show, he had been receiving a lot of negative press
like media press right. was so awful. But Matthew, you didn't read anything nice about Matthew
right.
in the media. And so I didn't know what to expect. You know, I had not previously met him or anything. So what was amazing was that when I chatted with Matthew, we just hit it off like best buds. I just appreciated him so much. And he reminded me a lot of the type of effort and energy that I put into it. He came out of the hair and beauty industry. As you guys know, I'll have to get the interview on. Otherwise, I'm going to tell you the whole interview.
Yes.
It was so amazing.
It was an awesome
and
interview.
I just love him so much. Yeah, he's just a great guy. And I learned a lot about him and about myself on the interview.
Right.
He came to us. He started out in the hair industry. Who would have thought that? And he talked to us specifically and exclusively about when Beyonce was a little girl and she used to work at her mom's hair salon in Houston.
Right, her hair salon.
They shared all of that. Listen, if you guys must hear it, you can Google it. It's out there. Put in Kerry Hines and Google and Matthew Knowles and it'll pop up. Okay, so you can go to Google and you'll be able to tune into it. Also now, so I was happy for Beyonce. There was a lot of controversy.
So was I. She looks great.
She looks great, but isn't there always controversy at these shows?
There is always controversy.
There's always something
that happens.
Oh my gosh. Either somebody's getting slapped, ignored, sage being bumba. I mean, there's always something at these shows. So this was no exclusion, I guess it's the I can't even think or talk today.
Exception.
But here's the thing. Yeah, exception. Thank you for the word. This was no exception. And what happened was that they are saying that the fellow who won Album of the Year, I believe he's British. Harry or Henry Styles?
Harry Styles.
Who was in a group and all that. So Harry won the Album of the Year, but the Beehive folks, these are the people who support Beyonce. I call them the Stingers. Well, that's a little joke there. But anyway, the Beehive folks, listen to that. We're horrible. You know, it's Tuesday morning. We're coming dry as a potato chip. The Beehive people think that Beyonce should have won for Album of the Year. And so that is the big hoopla. You know, what do you think, Nicole Marie? Let me turn it over to you, because I've got what's called dry mouth today on the radio show, where you can't talk, you're just sitting there and none of the words come out right, you can't think of anything.
Well, like you said, I think there's always some controversy. What I did like about the show was how they had the fans give their input about the different artists and so forth. And so everybody likes who they, you know, they like who they like. And you know, like you said, there's always some controversy. I'm kind of partial myself to Beyonce, but, you know, I wasn't one that voted and, you know, for this. But there's always some type of controversy. So I just hope they get it worked out.
So do I. You know, I'm not, I like music. I do like a lot of artists today. I know folks say, Kerry, you do not like the music.
A lot of different music.
But actually, I do. I love,
I like all genres of music.
I know who Harry Styles is.
Right.
But, but I love a lot of the artists of today. And I, like you, I like all music too. I like a little bit of country. I like all of that kind of music.
Right.
We play a lot of classics on this show. And let me just explain why. Because folks, today might just be, you know, they just tuned in. They had no idea about hair radio and said, let me check it out. Well, on our show, in addition to the hair and beauty talk, we also have a little bit of community talk. Michael Hopkins takes care of that. Check that box, talking with the veterans.
Hair, beauty, and community.
Absolutely. And we use music to kind of shape our broadcast. So with that in mind, I've asked one of my
great colleagues over at Upscale Magazine, actually. She works with me over on the Upscale side. You guys know I produce the 24-hour Upscale Magazine radio network. And so she helped with that stuff over there, and I've asked her to be our music editor. So she's going to help us pick out songs that you guys
Wonderful.
Would like to hear, whether you submitted or she
all those
fan favorites. So yeah, so we're going to have her here. You've actually met her before. She runs a TV network as well. So she's been very busy. She'll be with me at my live event in New York, for those of you who will be coming out on Monday. That's March 6th, which is really less than 30 days away, or about 30 days exactly. So I'm getting nervous now. It's Monday, March, let me just get up. Monday, March 6th of 2023. We're going to be in New York City, in Manhattan, at this beautiful theater. I just can't wait.
Right.
It's really just
so exciting.
Fabulous. So, you know, come
Looking
out.
Forward to it.
There's information all about it. You should be able to go to carriehines.hair. That's H-A-I-R. K-E-R-R-Y, carriehines.hair. And it should take you right to the exact page where it covers that. But if not, you can also just see everything at our website at hairradio.com. You guys know that. It's hairadio.com. And so we're super excited. So that's on Monday, March 6th. So the young lady's going, who's our music editor, she's going to be there. She's actually going to kind of usher in she's going to host the VIP part of that whole experience. So lots and lots to talk about and lots of guests. So
awesome.
We are not going to do today, but in this week or next week, maybe on Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe we'll get a chance to talk exclusively about the upcoming event, because I've got a whole list of people. I'm literally looking at the board now. We have a list of folks who'll be coming out at this event.
Great.
And one performer. In case I don't remember mentioning Kyle Knight is going to perform. Yeah, he's going to perform, and he's going to perform a good chunk of time. So I said, this is going to turn into the Kyle Knight concert.
Kyle is awesome.
Yeah, at the live event.
Great young man. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And he's a talented live artist, live performing artist, I should say. He did my show back when I was in Queens, New York, the very first Hair Nation Expo event. He came out, and he had all of those folks. And I mean, there were some old heads, young heads, middle heads. He had everybody.
Everyone can relate to his music.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I said, wow. Yeah, and he's just a consummate live performing artist. So if anybody can really carry folks for a good amount of time, he's able to do it. So we're going to have that happen at this upcoming show. Tickets are available. I just want to make sure I remind everybody at eventbrite.com. That's EventBrite.com. Eventbrite.com. So we're real happy about that. And there's still some great things we have in store. So she's going to be the new music editor, and
Wonderful.
Her name is Tara. So, like I said, Tara's been on the show before, for you guys, sharp-eared listeners, and we'll have her back. There are a couple Taras out there. So that's one of those names. We got a lot of Taras who come through this broadcast. But, her name is Tara Merchant, and you'll get a chance to hear from her. Plus, she's got some new stuff going on with her TV network that we are going to be part of and all of that. So lots of things.
Great.
There's
Look
so
forward
many
to that.
There's so many announcements that I think we're going to have to set up literally a page of announcements.
Just a page of announcements.
So yes, there's so many things
so
to tell you about.
There's so much going on.
Today.
Yes.
Yeah, we might actually have to start when we do a live show, maybe like Thursday, Friday, or maybe next week, we'll literally to do a three-hour live, just one into the next, of giving updates, because there's so much to share. We have to
Right.
get to events that everybody has. There's so many events in the industry. There are different product companies that are being launched. We have our own guests. We have our... You know, music. There's
so much.
A lot. 3 hours is not even enough.
Right.
3 hours
right.
a day, they get it up. So we are definitely super busy here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, folks, coming up, as you guys know, and Nicole Maria, before we get to everybody, Blue, of course, is going to join us in just a bit, and she should be with us to go over her candles of the day. Michael Hopkins will be with us shortly thereafter, and then a special celebration with Michael from 8 to 9. The first part we're going to be on talking about his new appointment, and then 8:30, of course, he'll be with us to continue his wonderful countdown on Vet Talk Radio. So lots to talk
right.
about. So, yeah, so Nicole Maria,
totally look forward to that.
So now, what about you down there in Mississippi? You guys have had a little change of the weather, too.
It has started to warm up again. Yes, it's actually 48 degrees this morning, and it's going to be in the high 60s. Supposed to be 67 degrees today. Yeah,
that is warm. Okay,
that
I'm
is
sorry
warm.
I asked. No, that's really
so turn the heat off. Yes, but you know this is the time where everybody gets sick as well, because by the weekend it's going to start dropping again. So,
oh, is that right? Oh, okay.
Yes.
I see. Wow.
Up and down.
I'm still up here in New York. Yeah, I mean it could be worse. It's February here in Brooklyn. New York, it could be real cold, so as we thought. So
right.
I am not complaining. I am just letting us have whatever they send it. I'll take.
Exactly.
So
we just enjoy it and keep on moving.
Enjoy it and keep on going. I want to take a moment, Nicole Marie, to acknowledge BOBSA.org, Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. You guys know Sam and I'm from out in California. We've been kind of congratulating Sam each day during the month of February, like you heard Mary Lee Johnson's countdown today. First of all, what did you think, before we get to Sam, what did you think about Mary's countdown, Nicole Marie?
I loved it. Always, Mary always brings new information to our countdown that I did not know. I was so excited
that
to hear about
the room.
Yes, the Zen Education Project.
Yes.
I love that. I've never heard of that before. So it's just much just key information that's so important for us to know. So I just love it. Thank you so much, Mary.
You love it. Me too. Thank you, Mary. And folks, like Nicole Marie says, but here's what I always tell folks too. You need a pen and paper, guys. You really do. You should
every
time you tune into our broadcast, you really should jot down folks that you're introduced to. Check them out on social media.
Get yourself a hair radio notebook and just pull out your
notebook. You need a hair radio notebook. You really do, because we can give a lot of information out. And we have a whole site where you can be a member, which if you go to HRmember.com, you can just sign up. It's free. Doesn't cost you a dime.
Join for free.
HRmember.com. And you can see who all the members are. So if you're already a member, take a look and see. We've expanded, grown quite a bit. We've got new members who joined us. It has turned into a thing for the hair and beauty industry. It's like social media for the hair and beauty industry, And something that we just started there, you can talk and connect with other folks by creating your own group page there. That's nice. That's very nice.
Very nice.
If you're a member, so first what you want to do is go to HRmember.com and sign up. And while you're there, you can read posts. We have different big group pages, of course, that you can just read the postings there and comments and all that and like and share. Michael Hopkins has his Vet Talk pages. I have the Hair Radio Morning Show. Nicole Marie helps us with the host chat. Heading up the host chat conversation. So it's really nice. And we got some other things there. And I'm real excited. So listen, why don't we take a very, very short commercial break and come back? I'm thinking Blue is going to be with us. You guys know her.
Blue.
Jacksonville, Florida. She comes to us. She is the proprietor of Divine Energy Luxury Candles. So let us just take a little commercial break. We'll be right back, everybody. Stay with us. There's a lot more to get to this morning on the old new Hair Radio Morning Show. Let's see if we can get some good stuff on here. All right, stay with us, folks.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
It's just one of them days when I want to be all alone. It's just one of them days when I got to be all alone. It's just one of them days.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It is Tuesday morning. It's February 7th of 2023, and it's about 7:36 in the morning. Let me go ahead and bring back to the line Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Nicole Marie, two different time zones we're covering, as we do each day.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm so excited. Yeah. So in just a few minutes, we're going to, happy mid-show, everybody, literally mid-show. We're going to check with Michael Hopkins in just a bit. And then coming up in the spotlight hour, now today is a special celebration. So we're going to be talking with Michael
special.
At length. That's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, where we find out all the details. And what it means in our community segment. So it's going to be really, really nice. And even if you're not a veteran, here's what I want to say about that, Nicole Marie. Even if you're not a veteran, you can still find this information helpful and share it with those who are. I learned a lot from Michael coming to the show with the Vet Talk. Yeah, I really have. I love it. I love helping the veterans and knowing that I'm doing something good. And Michael has some big news, as you guys heard, who was tuned in early this morning. And he'll be talking about that at 8 o'clock. So we can't wait. But first up, Michael's going to continue to talk about the his special series that is airing as well. So lots more talk today. Later in the week, Sam and Anna will be with us on Friday. He is the man that we're celebrating during the Black History Month. And so I'm so excited. It'll be great to have him back. He hasn't been on this year.
Looking forward
usually
to that.
Usually checks him up this morning. Yeah, he's going to be great. And he has a lot of updates. You think I have updates? Sam also
has
a lot of updates.
He has updates as well,
we got. You don't want to miss it because we keep you really informed on the industry. We got you covered. You know, Sam does a whole bunch of promotions, helping the hair, the actual supply stores setting up. So we are big fans and we help them out there. And I just want to tip my hat to him because Sam has always
been a big
believer in our community. Yeah. And I support that 100%. We got some other surprises. There's a Upscale magazine. I told you a little bit about it. Some folks don't realize that I've been in 5 consecutive issues of Upscale magazine this year.
Congratulations to you, Gary.
Thank you. It's been fantastic. I helped them design the graphics. A lot of advertisers that you see in the magazine, they're my advertisements. That I've designed. I started putting a little K in there, so you'll see my little K.
Right.
Kind of like Lip the Water. Yeah, you'll see my K in each of the graphics
for
the magazine.
That's
so
wonderful.
It's really nice. Yeah, I'm real excited. And then out west, there's a whole different magazine that's not connected to Upscale that we started working with. We're going to bring you that information again soon. They've asked me to be their global hair editor. So I cannot wait and to share all that with you. So a lot of things we'll be talking
look
about
forward
in the days
to come.
Yeah, again, global. That sounds so fancy, global hair editor for their magazine out west.
Awesome.
So we'll tell you who they are. We'll talk about all of that. in the days to come. So lots of things happening at Hair Radio. Look at all these updates.
Always. So much going on. Always.
There's so much going on.
Love it.
And it's fun. It's fun as well.
It is.
So I really want to get into giving you guys some event updates each day or once a week. We'll cover, like, announce different events. So, and we're going to put that out to our friends in the hair business. So if they have events and things like that they want to announce, we'll have a place where they could submit the announcement so we can get it on the air and let folks know about it. Because our fan base is literally worldwide. So let me not scare folks out there. We are all over the place, literally. We have fans everywhere. Yes,
and we're thankful for them.
Folks.
Thank you so much.
We're very thankful.
For tuning in.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
We
for
have
all of your
wonderful new... Oh, yeah, very much so, Nicole Marie. We have a new sponsor that we'll be talking about very soon here on the show, and they come to us from Canada. We're all over the place. We have listeners around the world. I can't stress that enough. And especially here in the States, we have folks who tune in from coast to coast.
Right.
And we're grateful for that. And
thank you.
If you'd like to talk, maybe you got something to say, a shout out to someone, you can just, if you've dialed the 516 number and you're listening right now, we're live. You can press 1 and we'll get you on. You can talk right on through the radio to everyone around the world. In my Oprah voice, around the world, as she says. So just about everybody.
Awesome.
Someone did it. Yeah, good stuff. And, you know, it's time to wake up. And probably
is.
Just tell everybody. Yeah, we're here. It's
terrific
Tuesday morning.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday live from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. So really, really good stuff. And also have Heal and Go also. I want to just shout them out. They're back promoting their incredible product line right here on the Hair Radio. We also have some things to talk about over the next couple of days. We'll be talking about Caribbean, so much more. Just a lot of things to get to. Comrie, I think we need a little bit of break. I like this lady who... she's actually on the song, and it may not be everybody's cup of tea, but it's only 2 minutes or so. So don't, if you don't like this, hang on in there. But I love this because what she says is that you know, no matter how old you get, you know, well, you know what? Let me just get it on. You know, she is an, it's not your typical person you would think would be like rapping, if you will.
Right.
She's definitely seasoned, and she had big success early on in her career. And she's still out there doing the hip-hop thing, as you guys saw in the Grammys, celebrating 50 years. So here's a song that she did, which is one of my favorites, called Better. And you know this song, Nicole Marie.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we'll be right back, guys. Stay with us. Michael Hopkins up next, right after Better. Stay with us.
They ain't real no more.
Body parts bought from the store.
For real.
Everybody got a cash app.
His baby mama trying to find out where the cash at.
He spent the rent money on the stripper. His boys pumped him up and told him,
stripper.
Them same homeboys trying to get his girl. Then he found that she like girl. It's a cold game trying to fit in.
Mama can't control her, competition kicks in.
Dang.
Then she tried to be a rapper.
Dang.
Thought she had game, but the game got her.
They ain't believe that me greasy.
This new generation think it's easy.
The
groove is game protocol.
Respect those that came before you. Downfall.
You don't get, or you get better. You get better. You don't get, or you get better. You get better with time.
That's what it is.
You don't get, or you get better. You get better. You don't get, or you get better.
to get better with time.
Come on, knick-knack, paddywhack, ain't giving up the yak. Paint the average rock, but can't hold a real one back.
Nah,
big boots hanging, granny gang slanging.
Get your money, boo, you too sharp for gang banging.
See, I'm an heiress, the queen can't compare.
It gets better with time, I've been with the business.
For real.
Already listed, Wikipedia.
Check my IMDb, check my social media.
Come on,
man.
Numbers don't make me, what if she fake?
They all buy streams,
that's port.
All y'all sound the same.
For real though,
thirsty for fame.
Hope to get better.
You'll get, oh you get better.
Get better.
You get better.
For real.
You'll get, oh you get better.
Come on.
You get better with time.
Yeah.
You'll get, oh you get better.
Yeah.
You get better.
Get better.
You'll get, oh you get better. Get better with time.
Yo, you don't get old, you get better.
Yeah.
Original game got this, up still weather. Be getting down like them goons that get cheddar.
Shut
they
up.
Be like, come to the room, but I ain't her.
I ain't her.
They be like, thought you was what? I be like, nah boo, that's where it stops. No panties drop, off top. Only thing drop is the album, go cop. Yeah.
You get better. You get better.
Get better.
Hey,
yeah,
you get better.
You get better.
You get better.
You get better.
You get better with time.
Oh, yeah. Better. It gets better.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Tuesday morning, February 7th of 2023. Decovery, I have to keep looking to make sure. I'm like, Tuesday? It doesn't feel like a Tuesday, morning. So anyway, good morning to you. Let me just also take a moment to remind everybody. Blue is scheduled on today. She'll be with us back on Thursday, because she's usually off on Wednesdays, and today was a little mix-up on our end. So we'll have her with you as soon as possible. So, Nicole Marie, we're moving on today. It is exciting Tuesday. Let me just bring the wonderful, wonderful Mr. Michael Hopkins to the line. And, Nicole, you're there? We know Nicole's awfully quiet this morning. Can you hear us, Nicole?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I don't hear you. I'm like, hold it, what's going on?
No, I'm here.
All right. Let's bang those pots and pans. let's get on Michael Hopkins. Good morning, Hopkins.
Good morning.
Happy mid-show. Yeah. Good morning to both
happy
of
mid-show.
You.
Happy mid-show. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah
happy,
we're really
happy.
Excited.
Yes, happy, happy.
Coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, 7 if you're out in the Central Time Zone, Michael is going to be with us in a special celebration. So we're going to talk a little bit about this big announcement. But first, I would like to talk with Mr. Michael Hopkins on this part of everything, and that is your show that you do right here across our platform that comes up at 8:30 Eastern today. You're going to be talking specifically on catching everybody up. You're doing a special segment today at 8:30, but remember, Michael's going to be celebrating right on through the morning, starting at 8 Eastern. You don't want to miss that. And as a lead into his countdown, his continuation of his countdown, Michael, what can you tell us about today's show at 8:30?
Wow, Carrie. Wow. You know, nobody, they don't want to miss this one. I'm so excited I can't even talk. They don't want to miss this one.
I've been in the same boat today. Normally we are old silver tongues, but not today.
Yeah. No,
but that's we're pushing on through, folks. We're pushing on through just for our fans of the broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Michael, take it away.
Carrie, Nicole Marie, we're going to jump into episode number 4 of the top terms that every veteran should know when they're filing for compensation. And this one's actually one of my favorites, these top terms. And I love the idea of educating people. And we're going to start out with number 24. I'm not going to give away the other ones. You have to stand by. You have to stay right here on a Hair Talk radio show. You have to stay here.
Okay. Well, close enough, Michael. Close enough, buddy. So Michael's Vet Talk, you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, he's midpoint in your own series. He's got an 8-parter.
Right.
For the veterans, and I love this because it's really top terms, and the terms that you cover in your countdown, which I just love, you're going to go from number 24 to 20 and really break it on down, and anybody
right.
can relate to it.
Right.
And it's very interesting talk. Then before that, Michael,
oh, looking forward
coming
to
up
it.
In about 10 minutes from now. In 10 minutes. We're going to be leading in with our celebration for Michael passing this incredible exam to become an accredited claims agent. An
incredible exam is right.
We're so excited.
Yeah, we're going to find out all about it coming up at a little about 8 o'clock, a few minutes after 8 this morning. And that's 7 for Central folks. So lots more to talk about. So, Michael, you're in the midst of your second season. You have been with the Hair Radio Morning Show for about 2 years. And you did give us a little insight early this morning on the show with a little bit about being an accredited agent, what it was about. We're going to get into it a lot more in the next half hour before your countdown continues. So, Michael, a lot of excitement these days. Is it not?
Oh, yes. It's a whole lot of excitement. This is another beginning, Carrie Hines and Nicole Marie.
Yes. Well, we're gonna break it all down. What does it mean? So we're going to figure out all of that coming up at a little after 8 o'clock this morning. But first, I want to talk about what you're planning to do. Now, this is this series that you're in the midst of, Michael, and we're talking community right now. Remember, we're hair, beauty, and community on the Hair Radio Morning
Show.
Michael, what are your plans long-term for the Hair Radio Morning Show? Are you planning to work on something else? There are a lot of folks who I didn't even know they were veterans who are members or tune in to Hair Radio. So what are you planning for them once your series concludes on Top Terms?
Wow, Carrie, that is a very good question. That's a very good question, and I have an excellent answer. Several new series coming up. And just to give a little touch of what's coming up, one of the areas that a lot of veterans have issues in, buddy letters. Buddy statement. And I'm going to break that down in a two-part series.
Wow. Who would have ever thought that you can cover all these topics? Like, Michael, I mean, they're endless topics
amazing.
That you are literally covering
so
after 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
my gosh. So we're going to be really bringing some other news, too, a little bit when we're almost there. And then we have some announcements that you're going to love about all of this. But this morning we have some things to talk about with Mr. Michael Hopkins. So, Michael, we're going to check back in with you in a little over 5 minutes or so. And we're going to talk about this big, big news and your new position in the with what you're doing. So I think it's going to affect folks from coast to coast. So we're going to talk about in the next segment coming up in a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning. So, Michael, just stay with us, and we'll be right
back. Stay tuned.
Yes, I'm excited.
In November 2022, researchers found out that women who use chemicals in their hair, such as hair relaxers, are likely to develop uterine cancer. At Healing Dough, we pride ourselves as the producers of all-natural hair care products. We use all-natural organic ingredients in our products to ensure a chemical-free process. Visit our website at www.healandgo.com to read about all our products and their uses. Again, our website is www.healandgo.com.
Telling you,
especially West Coast all day.
Yeah, that's what I'm loving. So I have to say, and I just love that we have, we're welcoming you guys on. You are our hair folks as we move into this new year. So, Yana, you'll be back with us to talk lots here and there and all as much as we can squeeze you guys in. And, Keisha, we're happy to have you on as well from the West Coast chiming in. I hate to wake you up so early because it's early out there.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. But, so it's an honor that you get up early to be part of this experience. Now, I got to ask you guys, as panelists, okay? Thank you. On the topic of YouTube and social media, okay, got to find out what you guys think. Are we as hair folks, are the hairstylists, but the enthusiasts, the people who are not professional hairstylists like you guys are, how do you feel about everybody now going to YouTube first or Instagram before they even think of talking to a hair about, getting, choosing a salon or a new style for that much? How do you feel about YouTube University? Is it the new cosmetology school? And Yanni, since you're our very special guest today, returning today for the first time, I'm going to lead in with you. How do you feel about YouTube U?
It's a love and hate relationship, honestly, because I started teaching myself on YouTube in 2009, but I am a licensed cosmetologist, and the thing about it from a hairstylist point of view, YouTube can be used to monetize your career, and get your name out there. The other way around for like a client looking on YouTube for a hairstylist, I really don't recommend because it's video, From a client perspective, you're looking at all of the visual effects and deciding on whether it's a good hairstylist or not. So you see a nice video, you see nice color, you see nice lighting, it's a good video. But that doesn't mean that the stylist knows anything that they're talking about. So, and then for people that want to learn, it's kind of like that same thing. Yeah, it's kind of like that same thing. But with locks, they were kind of forced to go somewhere because schools didn't pick up this training.
Right.
So, that's why I have a love-hate relationship because I know what I do on YouTube is help, but I do know that what a lot of people do on YouTube is hinder, So it just depends on who it is, but I'm going to say no to the question. Of course, it cannot rival a cosmetology license where we're actually learning how to work with chemicals on the skin. This is the main issue with YouTube is that you're watching people who are not licensed to use these chemicals use them. And I remember there was a girl who she did a relaxer on her own hair, and then she turned right back around on the same video and put the color in to make her hair platinum. I still get likes on the comments. I still get likes on the comment when I said, now show the video of when your hair was bald a week later. I still get likes on that comment. So, you know, the video aspect of doing hair, it hides the side effects. It hides the real issues. You know, like we watch them do, and this is the lock world, but we watch them do apple cider vinegar rinses on the hair. And literally the hair starts deteriorating immediately. But if you're not looking for that, you just saw that your hair was clean. So it's a lot, you know, it's a lot of, it's like the industry looking down and then the customer is looking up. So it's two different views. But, yeah, I would not I would not replace YouTube with cosmetology ever.
Got it. Well, listen, I'm going to ask Ms. Keisha McAllister from the West Coast. Keisha, how do you feel about, and I love how you always say the at-home stylist, but so what do you say? How do you feel about YouTube University being on the West Coast? Because you have a different brand as well out there. So what do you say this morning?
Well, you know, I'm very much in agreement with Ms. Yanni Redd about you have the at-home stylist or folks trying to figure out what their next look is going to be. I can't speak. I am a licensed cosmetologist, but I can't speak from a natural stylist standpoint. I can do some natural styles, but I wouldn't consider myself an overall natural stylist. But when it comes to people putting chemicals on their skin, just as Yanni Redd said, doing all sorts of foolishness at home. So the at-home stylists are definitely going for a look, but not going for the overall education on how to keep hair on their heads. And so,
and that's important. That's very important.
It's so important.
Actually.
It's so important. Yeah. It's so important. And the bad part about it is, even with going for a look, there's no education. They're looking for the end result.
Right.
And right now for me, I'm not really tripping off of the at-home stylist, because soon enough, they're going to be in one of our chairs, either in Yanni Redd's shop or in my place, because they need somebody to help grow their hair back.
Right.
That's after they've gone to a dermatologist and all those other things. But they come to the chair and they ask, well, will my hair grow back? Well, what happened? Who did you speak to before you started to do this? And so it really is, people need to get back to the chair to find out what is going on. We're not asking you to be there every week. But can we see you at least once a month so we know what's going on? I don't want to see you 3 months down the line and I put those crochets in 3 months, you know, 3 months ago. It should have been out weeks, you know, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so it really is getting back to the professional and understanding what your hair can and cannot do.
I think that the gap was made. And I'm going to throw rocks at the enemy right now, but I think the gap would be because of cosmetology, the licensing part, because I got my license in 1998, and I knew how to braid when I went to school, but they didn't teach any braids, and they did not teach locks at all. So I wound up teaching locks from hair school. Now, the issue was that they were becoming popular and schools were not including certain lessons, you know, like they didn't include the sewing weave. They didn't keep up with the trends. And I really believe that that's the reason why there are so many people who, like, I know how to do it and I didn't go to school, you know, because schools don't really the current trends, but they do teach the classic trends of chemical, you know, just how to use that properly. And I think that's what most people have gotten away from, because everything is so instant gratification, you know. Literally, it's like they would rather try it themselves and then have the hair fall out and then come ask you how to grow that back than trust you in the beginning, you know. But like you said, it creates its own problem, because they do get you know, the chemicals messed up, and then they do have to come back to cosmetology. But as we come back, cosmetology's got to say, okay, guys, it's 2023. We understand, you know, because there's still, like, even in my state, the state board set, and this was state board set is the style that you do to pass your license test, for those who don't know. That set consists of doing rollers, rod sets, single waves, and pin curls, even to this day. So the outdated cosmetology lessons are playing a big part in the reason why people are going to YouTube as well.
And I think that apprenticeship programs were also created for that, to keep up with the trend. You got the chemical education, but you also got the trend because it doubled the amount of hours that you actually had to do. But you were OJT hours. You did it on the job under a licensed cosmetologist, and you learned how to work with people. You learned how to do a press and curl. You learned how to do a cornrow. You know, all those things that we do naturally because that's the way we have to care for our hair. So, yeah, it created some apprenticeship programs where black stylists could actually help educate new black stylists, and they become hybrid stylists where they can do everything.
Like
so it really is going back to education.
Can I just say that?
I don't like the model of apprenticeship only because it takes the actual teacher who really, because I have this issue now, which is I'll talk to you guys about that, you know, in the next few shows as well. But
morning coffee, vanilla latte, sip to go. Drink it slow.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, everybody, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, February 7th of 2023. It's about 8:07 Eastern Time, 7:07 if you are in the Central Time Zone, and I'm so excited. Let me get everybody back on the line this morning. We have a very, very special celebration that we are going to talk about right now and in this space. Don't change the dial at all, if they even still have dials. Well, don't go anywhere, because also coming up at 8:30, Michael is going to continue with his countdown. He's literally in the middle of his top terms countdown, so you don't want to miss that. But coming up right now, we've got a lot more Michael with his own celebration here. First, let me bring Nicole Marie to the line. Again, happy Spotlight Hour this time, Nicole Marie.
Happy Spotlight Hour. Yes. And happy Tuesday.
Yes. Yes. I'm so excited.
So am I.
Go ahead. Yeah. I want to jump on in. Let me first bring Michael Hopkins to the line. And you guys, Michael, good morning again. Michael Hopkins is the host of the Vet
again,
Talk
Michael.
Radio Show.
Good morning, family. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, you're out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, and you've been hosting this Vet Talk radio show. Now, you're in your second season, and you've done probably a good 100 shows or so out there, if not more. And we're just so excited. You've been with us for a while now, Michael Hopkins, doling out information across the airwaves on Tuesday mornings at 8:30. You'll be doing the same in just a few minutes today, but we are celebrating you, sir. Today is a big celebration for Mike. I was about to put on Cool in the Gang this morning.
Taking it way back, Michael.
Yeah. Michael, first, I want to just inform everybody what this big news is. And then we got some folks standing by to chat with you right here on the airwaves. So first, Michael, now, you, as the host of the Vet Talk radio show, you've been helping veterans with their claims. And so what does this mean exactly? So we're going to delve into that a little bit. And now it's official, where you have been issued an accreditation as a claims agent on behalf of advocating for these veterans, I mean, even to a higher level. So, Michael, what exactly does being an accredited claims agent mean? Michael Hopkins.
Wow, Carrie. Wow. I'm almost just like frozen here. But the reality is, you know, I just want to thank everybody for the support, my fans. I mean, first of all, my two co-hosts on this show, I just want to thank you both. You guys, you knew I was studying for this, and I would have my ups and downs with it. And both of you said, just hang in there, Michael. Hang in there. You're going to pass.
You do it.
You're going to pass.
Oh, yes.
You know, we know you're going to pass. And all of a sudden, it happened. I just happened to look at my emails, and I saw the letter from the Office of General Counsel in Washington, D.C. It's very official. It is the person that sent this letter to me. They welcomed me as a new accredited claims agent. And what that means
for
our fans and the advocates and everybody else that just loves veterans like I do, it means that I have greater access to helping veterans, my passion.
Uh-huh.
Now I have greater access to helping them gather information, to do in real time, knowing where they are in the claims process, what we need to fix, what new things that they need to add to the claim to make their claim valid. And it's just a good feeling. I am in a position where I'm doing the same things, if not greater, than some of our other veteran advocates, like the DAV, American Legion, and those great organizations out here that advocate for veterans. So I can stand head and shoulders with them and just be a force to help veterans. That is my passion. It's always been my passion in this. And I'm so grateful that I'm here on the network with you guys and help veterans. It's all I've ever wanted to do is just help veterans. And there are so many of them out there that need help with the processing and the claims, the whole claims process, from the education part to the actual filing to increases, secondary. I mean, the list just goes on and on.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Nicole Marie, did you want to tell Michael anything?
I certainly do, Carrie. First of all, I just want to tell you, Michael, just how very proud I am of you. Like you said, as you were going through and studying, we would talk about it, and I didn't have any doubt that you were going to get it done and pass that test. And I'm just thinking back, actually, about a year and a half or so ago when we were talking before even the Vet Talk radio show, and you were just expressing what you wanted to do, your passion for the veterans, your passion for wanting to help. And, you know, we were tossing around ideas and different things like that. And I'm just so excited for you as my brother, as my friend, as my teammate here on the show, just for this continued journey that you are so very, very passionate about. And you have helped so many people already. And I'm just excited just to see just the number of people you're going to continue to help and just how this is just going to expand just what you are doing. And I'm just so elated for you. So I just want to just let you know just how proud I am, how excited I am. And we are just in your corner 100%.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And I can certainly echo that sentiment.
Yes. Thank you both so much. You guys got the tears kind of swelling up in here. You really do, man.
That's okay, Michael. You deserve it.
You deserve it. This is your moment, sir. This is your moment. And I have to go back a little ways. because you guys know when Michael came to us with this Whole Vet Talk radio show, he did not arrive alone. He actually came with three angels in tow. And these were the producers of Michael's show. And you guys have heard from Katrina in recent times from out in Paris, Texas. You guys learned that Nicole Marie was one of the original, she was like our Farrah Fawcett, one of our original angels through Michael's Vet Talk radio show. And the third angel, I call her our Kate Jackson. We're talking about Noor Jahan out of wonderful Clarksville, Tennessee. So Noor has been a force out here in her own way, and I'm so grateful and happy to hear her voice back right here on our broadcast for the first time in a very long time. So Noor, I know you have some things to share with Michael. And this is our wonderful reunion of the angels as well.
Yeah,
good morning
that's
to
fabulous.
You. Welcome back to the broadcast, Noor Jahan.
Good morning, Noor.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Michael.
Hey.
So proud of you. I just wanted to piggyback on what Nicole said, because now it has become a reality from your dream. And you were so knowledgeable before. I thought you were already accredited, and now it's official. So.
Yeah, we all did.
You know, so you can really do what you've already been doing on a whole other level. And it's just so wonderful. God is just so good. And, you know, like I said, I'm just so proud of you for this milestone that you have crossed, and you're just going to help so many more people. And I hope there's so many more people listening, not just because we got Vet Talk coming up, but so they can celebrate with you.
Right.
Sound like a plan to me. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yes. Now, Noor, I've got to say, you know, you and Nicole Marie, you guys have really been part of this, along with Katrina Jones out in wonderful Paris, Texas. What has been some of the memories? Like, when you guys came, you were one of those wonderful producers on the show as well, who really helped to bring Michael's dream to life. And it has been, the radio show has helped to fuel his desire to help the veterans. And what are some of the early memories you have of working with Michael and Nicole and Katrina?
Oh, man, we just had so many good times, and then the times shocked us with the information. We were kind of speechless because we were taking notes and just said, this is just so powerful information. I didn't know that. And I mean, it's just everything about it was just
blew us away.
It was blessing to be a part of it. And, you know, I've never miss a show if I can't, you know, but it's just a wonderful feeling to have been a part of it, you know, and still listening, you know. And it's just, like I said, God is good.
And God is good.
And when we hit our first year, that was really one of our best moments, because we couldn't believe it went so fast. You're like, really? Already? Now we're at 2 years. And it's coming up on three.
Yeah, it's been a long time. A long time. And you guys have been a big part of that.
Yeah.
So I'm so proud.
Yeah.
So, Noor, now what are you doing? Now tell us, bring everybody up to speed. They won't let us go without reminding everybody. What's going on these days? So are you working on any new projects, anything that you're planning to bring up that you can share with us today here on the show?
Actually, I am, because when I first started working on my book, well, it is finally published. Ooh. Now I self-published.
Yay.
Oh,
congratulations.
Oh
my
wow.
January.
Congratulations.
Yes. So y'all look out for that. I do have some people right now that are helping sponsor me for the book project. Mm. So that should be
great.
Soon people will receive in their books, and there'll be autographed copies and stuff like that. And so
now that's nice. I know I'm getting my autographed copy.
Me too. Now, can you give us the name now, or do you have to wait a little bit or come back, or because we'd love to support it.
Yeah, the name is Broken Vessel, How I Became God's Masterpiece.
Broken Vessel, How I Became God's Masterpiece. Okay, now we got to have you to come back here. Do you hear me, Noor? And tell us all about it and give us some, read some wonderful excerpts from the book. Okay? Very nice. And we're very proud of you as well.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Yeah, you're always a part of this family. Let me just officially say that.
Oh,
it's been
yeah.
a long road for all of us, but no one ever leaves. We're not going to let you go from our web
nope.
here at the Hair Radio Show.
Once you're in the family, you're in the family.
You're in there.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So
very much so. Again,
yes, we're so proud of you. Okay, so we're going to hang out. So, Michael, what do you hear when you see what you've inspired, you know, and now being an accredited claims agent? You hear all of this. You've inspired everybody. What goes through your mind, Hopkins, Michael Hopkins?
It's a dream that I started out with, and now my dream has come true. And this is a beginning. And sometimes we don't know that we're inspiring other people. We just think it's just us doing something for us, but that's not necessarily so. There are other people out there that they look at what you're doing and they see you're doing something very positive with life, that you're not negative, you're not, oh, I can't pass this is hard, or I can't do this. And sometimes we don't realize that we're inspiring people. I've had, since it's been official for me with this, I've had a lot of my veteran brothers and sisters congratulate me. And also,
yeah.
believe it
yeah.
or not, Carrie and Nicole Marie, I've had some of them say, hey, look, I need help.
Right.
Can you help me, please?
No.
I don't know what else to do.
Well, let me tell you, we are going to help them.
Oh, yes. Very much so. Very much so.
Listen, I just want to... I want to officially say that we have the very first reunion of all of the angels. I
awesome.
Hope that's Katrina out there. Katrina, is that
Uh-oh.
You? Because we did not go in pre-clear. Is that you over there in Paris, Texas, this morning?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Good morning, Katrina.
Wow, Katrina, too.
We are back together this morning.
Yeah.
Katrina, Laura, and Nicole.
How wonderful.
Like
I actually hear the music in the background.
Michael's angel.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Katrina,
awesome,
tell
awesome.
Us, what would you like to tell Michael?
Well, I would like to tell my brother, congratulations. You finally done it. This is something, your dream, something you've been waiting on. And I'm very proud that you finally get a chance to do what you've been wanting to do here for your past few years, and I'm kind of glad I was able to be part of your journey and your happiness. What you want to do to help the veterans?
Wow!
Wonderful.
Oh,
thank you so
you
much,
guys.
Katrina.
Yes, Michael. So how do you feel? Everybody came home today to celebrate your success. How does that make you feel?
It's just a humbling experience, Karen, because my three angels, and I always tell them this, and it's never going to change. They are the three sisters in my life that I never had because I'm an only child. But when I met the three of them so many moons ago, they became my three sisters, and through thick and thin, I always know that we have each other's back no matter what we do, no matter what endeavors that we do, we always have each other's back. We communicate with each other just about every day in some shape, form, or fashion. We either call each other, messenger each other, Facebook each other, and that right there to me means so much. They have been such a big influence in my life, believe it or not. And they've kept me going. Sometimes I've had my days where, you know, I just didn't feel like doing things. But all I have to do is either call one of them up, messenger them, ask them how they are, and the next thing you know, all three of them give me that burst of energy that I needed that particular day or that whole week. And I just want to thank the three of you so much. You know how I feel about all three of you. And
okay.
It is just beautiful.
Wow.
So welcome,
well,
Brother Michael.
Congratulations, Michael. You deserve it. I want to thank Noor, Katrina, and, of course, Nicole Marie for all that you guys are doing. And I echo Michael's sentiment as well. And back at you guys, you are all rock. You rock. So, hey, listen, Michael's going to continue. Mike, you're going to be continuing with the countdown right after this. We're going to take a little break. You guys don't want to go anywhere because this countdown is important. So it's Top Terms coming up next right here on the Vet Talk Radio Show as we continue to celebrate Michael Hopkins and his accreditation. So, okay, here's that cool in the game. Okay, stay with us.
Uh-oh, back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
It's a celebration. It's a celebration. Celebration.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right, Michael Hopkins, it is so great to be back with you on the air today. So I'm ready to jump right on in. Today's topic is all about what, Michael Hopkins, for the Vet Talk Radio Show?
Today's topic is top terms every veteran should know when filing a claim.
Okay. And so, Michael Hopkins, first of all, as with every episode, we salute our amazing veterans and fans of Vet Talk Radio Show. Now, I want to talk about this because what we've been doing is a special 8-part series, literally, on the top terms. And today is the fourth installment, in which you're covering numbers 24 down to number 20. So we are so excited. So, Michael Hopkins, I'm going to just have you to take it on away. Again, top terms every veteran should know when filing a claim. And again, we salute our amazing veterans. We love you. We appreciate you being part of this broadcast today. Take it away, Michael Hopkins.
Yes, Carrie. We're at numbers 24, and that is the Board of Veteran Appeals.
Oh,
yes, or better known as the BVA. That's what us as veterans, that's what we know it as, the BVA.
Okay. The BVA.
The BVA. And pretty much the BVA, it determines whether a veteran is entitled to claims and benefits. In other words, you file for a claim. Your claim got turned down.
Okay.
You may have done a high-level review where you had somebody senior look at what you filed. They turned it down. Well, the next thing left is the Board of Veteran Appeals. And basically what happens, you can appear in front of the board like with a lawyer or representative. And once again, they review your side of the story, why you think that you should get compensation. You should get rated for something.
Wow.
They determine it. Yeah, and there's usually three members on the board, and they call them law judges.
Oh, my.
And what they do is they go through all the evidence that you have presented. You can't really submit a whole lot of more new stuff, but they will go through everything that you have submitted already.
Huh.
And then even your testimony, they'll even allow you to testify on your behalf why you think you should be awarded something. You know, your lawyer gets involved or your representative, and it can actually, the Board of Veteran Appeals can overturn the ruling.
Wow.
And it can be in your behalf.
So it's worth the effort. It's definitely worth it.
Yeah, it's worth the effort. It just takes a while because, over the last few years, there's been thousands and thousands of people that have done the same thing. So I can't remember the exact number that they're up to, but it's a pretty high number.
Hmm.
Maybe 50, 60,000, maybe more. What was supposed to happen, all of this stuff, when they started going through new systems and so forth, a lot of this was supposed to be cleaned up because they just didn't have enough laws judges.
Wow.
They didn't have enough people. And it's still a struggle, but it is an option that a veteran has. It might take you 2 years, 3 years, but on the good side, if they award you, then you have to get paid all the way back to the time you started this.
Wow. So to me, that sounds like a very good way to go if you feel that you have, that you need some fresh eyeballs on it, so to speak.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. If you need the fresh eyeballs and you think that you have something, then Go for it. Go for it. Oh, yeah.
I knew that was what you were going to say, Brother Michael. All right. Michael Hopkins, Vet Talk Radio Show. Now, again, the top terms every veteran should know when filing a claim for compensation. Okay. Again, you're covering numbers 24 down to 20 on the fourth installment today of the top terms. So I'm excited to hear what you have at number 23.
Now, at number 23, it is called a higher level review, or an HL are. That's a lot of us, is that that's what we know it as. And this is another really exciting one too, the high level review. Reason why I say it's exciting is because once again, you, the individual veteran, has the right to disagree with the claims and pension section of the VA. You have a right to disagree with them. Right. A lot of times what has happened, Carrie, you've gone through a CNP exam, your claims and pension exam, and in the process of going through it, you get a decision letter, and the VA denies your claim.
Wow.
They denied it. This is not service-connected because it was opined by the contractor that they had that examined you, and in their medical opinion, what you have is not service-connected, according to their medical opinion.
Right.
And you, as the individual veteran, you can disagree with that. There is nothing to say that you have to agree with what they said. Part of the high-level review is this. You have, I don't know if it's a term for it, but let's just do it like this. You have regular workers that adjudicate, or they look at these claims and they make decisions. Maybe in your opinion as a veteran, they overlook something, or maybe they don't have enough experience that you feel to adjudicate or to make a decision about your claim. Right.
Wow.
So you request, and that's what it is. It's a request to have a more senior person look at your claims and look at what you turned in and give their opinion. And you know, Carrie, you know what the good thing about this is on this high-level review?
What's that?
You can actually request to talk to somebody at the claims and pension section of the VA.
Wow.
You can actually request, you would fill out, it's a VA form 20-09-96. That's the request for a high level review. Once you turn that in, on the form, it asks you if you want to talk to someone.
That's helpful.
It's very helpful because normally, most definitely, because normally we don't, as veterans, we don't get a chance to talk to the people that are doing these claims for us.
Right. Well, could you imagine? Because almost, to me, I would, of course you want to talk to somebody that might give you a little, you know, more direction. And
right,
they're reviewing what's happening. I'm raising my hand. I'd be right there in, you know, on that one.
Right.
Wow.
And it's like an informal. It's not a formal sit down, drag out like we did with the BVA. This is just an informal conversation.
But now, Michael, I just want to go back to make sure I understand. Did you mention that these are like peer level, or in other words, folks who are basically on the same line as yourself, or who makes up the review part of this? I know this is the CMP exam, but who makes up this review board, if you will, or the review part of this for the, like, with the HLR?
Oh, okay. The HLR person is someone that has been in the claims and pension section for a very long time. So they know more of the rules and regulations. They're a senior type person. Maybe they've been doing this for the last 10, 15 years or more. So there are things that they look for that if you have a person, they've only been working maybe 2 to 4 years. Maybe there's some little nuance, some little thing that I'll give you a perfect example, Karen. Perfect example. Myself, I have tinnitus, the ringing in the ears.
Yeah.
And in the process of me filing, I filed for hearing loss. Well, tinnitus and hearing loss are two different things. Turned down for the hearing loss, but the audiologist that the VA hired to examine me clearly put in writing that I had tinnitus. And it was service-connected. He put it in writing.
Wow.
The person that adjudicated my claim also put it in writing because I filed again another year for the same thing. And what they said is that I contradicted myself when I said that when I had the issue. Well, you see, Carrie Hines, there was one problem with this whole thing, and it took me 4 years to straighten it out.
And what was that?
It was really simple. The person that examined me, the audiologist that examined me, had already put in writing that I was service-connected for it.
Mm.
It was already in writing. So all they had to do, it's called a duty to assist.
Oh,
that's
yes.
what it's called.
Yes, I remember.
It's a duty to assist, and that's what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to shift gears.
Got it. Wow.
Right. And they failed to shift gears. And I had to bring it to their attention. And this happens a lot of times with veterans
wow.
in their decision letters. And
yeah.
they don't read the decision letter because nobody teaches us how. And
yeah.
you will find all kinds of errors and omissions in your decision letters. And it turned
potential ones.
Yeah, potential stuff. You just have to read those letters.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's what happens.
And, Michael, we need to remind everybody of that. You know, I know you've covered different things in telling all the veterans and the fans of the show, but you really got to go through things carefully and reread it. I've heard you say read it over again and then again. It's helpful.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
And don't give up hope and think it's the dead end, you know.
No.
Always. Well, Michael, I am appreciating this today. Again, Michael Hopkins is covering the top terms every veteran should know when filing a claim. Again, it is the fourth installment in a series of eight. So you're about the midway point, literally, and the midway point of today's broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
We're counting from 24 down
oh,
to
yeah.
To number 20, from 24
right.
to 20 today. 19 will be the next installment. But, yeah, so you're at 22, Michael. What have
right.
you got this today?
Now, number 22 is a supplemental claim.
Hmm.
And you say
supplemental
claim. Yeah, and a lot of guys will say, well, what does that mean? A supplemental claim is presented to the claims and pension section of the VA by the veteran who has discovered after he's filed, and maybe they came back and said, hey, we don't see this as service connected. The individual veteran searched through their medical records or they found something else that was new and relevant evidence that the claims and pension section did not have. So you file a supplemental claim, and that's on VA Form 21 or VA Form 20-0995. Let me repeat that again. That's VA Form 20-0995, the supplemental claim form. And you would submit that form along with the new and relevant evidence that shows that you should get rated, i.e., you should get awarded compensation.
Mm. That sounds pretty good to me.
Oh, yes. Yes, a lot of times veterans have more medical evidence than they know what to do with it. And sometimes they forget to submit certain things.
Uh-huh.
So they would go back and submit it.
So this is in addition to their original claim. This is a form where they can add in things that they might have forgotten or would like to add to what they had submitted.
Right. And the thing about this, you can't submit this until after you get your decision letter.
Uh-huh.
Once the VA has decided like a yay or a nay, that's when you can do the supplemental claim.
Because is it a good idea that once they make the decision, is it that you may not need to submit anything further, or do you advise everybody to still submit something further? Would that make sense?
Well, yes, it does make sense, Carrie Hines. One of the things that as veterans that we have to look at, even though we have been given a favorable decision from the VA,
yes,
they may have missed something that could mean the difference between one rating and another rating.
Ah.
And we could be holding the key in our hand and don't know.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, for example, you could get rated 10% for something. But you have x-rays that show that your condition has gotten worse. And your condition could dictate
30%. Mm-hmm. So in other words, it would have been favorable for the lesser, but if you have submitted this form, then you could have been qualified for a higher rating.
Right. Yeah, you could have been qualified for a higher rating. Or if they turned you down, they denied you, you could have medical evidence that coincides with the rating that you should have gotten.
This sounds like an important form, folks. Really,
oh, yes, it is. The supplemental is very, very important.
Yes. What was it? You said Form 20-0995.
Yep.
I'm writing it down for all my veterans.
Yep.
Buddies,
VA Form 20-0995.
Wow.
Supplemental form. Very important form.
Yeah, I think so too, Michael. That speaks very highly of you covering this today. Okay, I'm excited. All right. So don't forget that supplemental claim form. Okay. All right, Michael. So now we are counting them down today. We're knocking them out. I'm very excited about this. Again, top terms every veteran should know when filing a claim. So, Michael, today we are at number 21 as you count down from 24 to number 20, the top terms today. So, Michael, what's next?
Now, Carrie. Number 21 is diagnostic codes.
Oh, my. Okay. Now, even I know what that means now. Okay. Yes, I've learned. I have learned, everybody. Diagnostic codes, Michael Hopkins. Let's talk about that. Number 21 on your top terms. What are diagnostic codes for everybody's benefit?
Now, the diagnostic codes are four-digit codes that are assigned to every kind of illness, injury that's in the CFR 38 Part 4, that Code of Federal Regulations Part 4.
Yes.
Anytime we file as a veteran and we are awarded compensation, it falls under one of those 833 injuries or illnesses, and each one of them has a four-digit diagnostic code to it. That's how you as the individual veteran and how the VA identifies with what you have, what you're rated for.
Yes.
And it's very important as a veteran that you know what you're rated under, what diagnostic codes. Because sometimes, even with the diagnostic codes, they may not appear as what they should appear to be.
Right.
There are certain things, like insomnia, for example. You can get rated for insomnia, but the codes that it's under fall under mental health. But who would know that? You know, if you don't read to understand why they rated you that way, you won't know. Sometimes you, as the individual veteran, you could be under the wrong diagnostic code and don't know it.
Well, now, Michael, let's talk about that. So how would the veteran figure that out? I wouldn't know that necessarily, would I, or should I?
No. As an individual veteran, you wouldn't necessarily know it. But what you should do as an individual veteran is to go to CFR, that's the Code of Federal Regulations, number 38, Part 4, and it lists 833 diagnostic codes, and you can look the codes up. It costs you nothing to look them up. It costs you nothing to print them out. They're from the federal government, i.e. the VA, and it will tell you exactly. Plus, Carrie, here's another one. Even if you, the individual veteran, if you're not sure what diagnostic codes all your claims for compensation fall under, that you've been rated,
yes,
you can call up the claims and pension people. You can literally call them up.
The CNP folks.
The CNP folks, yep. They will send you a sheet that tells you every diagnostic code that you fall under. They will literally send you a sheet of paper, and it comes in handy because these are things that you as the individual veteran have to know.
And that so that you can make sure.
Yeah. It's this whole claims thing, you know, it's work, but it's rewarding work for you as the individual veteran because you're going to get compensated for things.
You may not
get compensated for everything, but you're going to get compensated for things that happen to you while in the service of our great country.
That is service connected. Wow.
Yeah, it has to be service connected.
Wow, amazing. Well, Michael, I'm loving all of this today, and I just want to take a moment to remind everybody that you are really just shedding a whole lot of light on behalf of the veterans. And let's not forget their families. Making a difference in the lives of the veterans. And that's what you cover here on your show. So, Michael, this has been just an exciting time. And, you know, just keeping all of this front and center in the mindsets of those who are veterans. Let's take it from the top. Yes, indeed. It's time to count back. So give a review of today's numbers, Michael, and what they mean.
In review, Carrie Hines, number 24 is the Board of Veteran Appeals, better known as the BVA. Number 23, that's your higher level review. That's the HLR. Number 22, this is your supplemental claim. Number 21, the diagnostic code.
The four-digit codes, yes.
Right,
that's
the four-digit diagnostic codes.
And this is important. Before you get to number 20 on today's closeout of the number 24 to number 20, I just want to get, if you have not done so, you can follow and connect with Michael Hopkins around the clock, 24 hours a day, by simply going to www.hrmember.com. There's no F on the end, just hrmember.com. There you can sign up to be a member. If you are already a member, you will see the other members' faces and profiles there. And you get to follow them, friend them, connect with them. In addition to that, right at the same site, again at www.hairadio.com, at hairradio.com, which is the overall site,
There's a big blue button, Michael, where folks can read your most recent post. And Michael has his own group page there where you'll see it right near the top of the list of all the wonderful pages that we have there. And you can follow Michael. You can sign up and follow the entire group. So, Michael, what's at number 20 today?
Drum roll, please.
All right. Okay. This will be a good one. All right. I'm excited today. Top terms, again, every veteran should know when filing a claim. Again, this is part 4 of 8. And, okay, Michael, take it away. Number 20.
Right. Number 20 is filing for compensation, the forms itself, filing for compensation.
Mm. Filing for compensation. Okay,
right.
Explain that one, Michael Hopkins.
When a veteran is filing for compensation, there are various forms that must be filled out. And they should know, you know, we say it's a claims form, but actually it's compensation. It's filing for compensation. And it's very important because if you don't fill out the right form, you won't get compensated. It will take longer.
Yeah. Wow. It could delay.
Right. It will delay the process. And we're not trying to delay the process.
Not at all.
Not at all. It is so very important as the, for the individual veteran to look at the dates on the forms. The VA, just like any government agency, they have dates on the forms that you're using to file for compensation. You're
wow.
supposed to be using the latest form with the latest date on it because they change things. Every few
right.
years, things are changed.
So that's, in other words, you have to use the most current available
right.
form.
It has to be current.
And if not, it could potentially delay your claim compensation. Wow. Amazing.
Very much so. Right now, the VA, they're going through a transition with different forms. One of the forms that they've just changed is the application for compensation.
Yeah.
And that form is a VA form 21-526EZ. Let me repeat it again. It is a VA form 21-526EZ. And Carrie, the latest edition of that form is November of 2022. That's the latest edition.
As of this broadcast.
As of this broadcast.
Okay.
Very
well, Michael,
important.
This, it seems that way. All of these items that you covered today are critical in your process. And this is, again, why everybody who's a vet should know the top terms. Again, every veteran should know when filing a claim. Okay. I am just thankful, Michael. Great job. Outstanding. So, what do you say to all of the veterans? Again, if they have served, then what, Michael Hopkins?
If they have served, Carrie Hines, they deserve.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins.